Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and if you're on Facebook Live, you just saw CJ pop in for a cameo here in
Face
the
studio. Bomb!
Is that what that was?
I don't know.
All right, whatever you say, Mr. Smooth. He came up with a new nickname for himself.
Stop making fun of my haircut.
I'm not making
you're
fun of
you. Always trying something.
No, you said
they
Mr.
Can't
Smooth
all be winners.
Instead of Curly Johnson would be better.
I don't know.
I mean, you'd rather
we
have a nickname
have a,
as opposed to...
We need to have a meeting off the air about this.
Oh, we're on the air now? Oh, shoot. Sorry. Okay, moving on. We have Jerry the Diver Guy. We have Casey. We have Pete from Scuba Board. Now, Pete.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Casey.
Yo.
How are you?
Yeah, hey, we got big news going on here, too, Greg.
At the Tobacco Hut, you do, Casey?
Yes, we're moving to a new, bigger location. I get to double my humidor. We're going to have greater variety up the front of the shopping center.
How about that? Wait, but in the same strip mall area that you're...
Same strip mall down here at Elford Square. But,
more square footage.
Bigger, better, more fancy.
Awesome.
Smokier.
And speaking of that, do you need some Scuba Radio cigars for Saba?
Of course I do. I was figuring you were going to come.
I don't know. It's in the middle of my peak season, so I don't know. I'll see if I can get out of here.
It's in May 12th in Saba is the middle of smoking season. I didn't know there was a smoking season.
I didn't never know there's a smoking season.
Spring through summer, and then everybody starts putting their money towards kids going to school and holidays and different things.
Hmm. Which,
Like a Independence Day smoke,
maybe?
Yeah, yeah. I get a few on the holidays, but my season really builds up in the first half of the year.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I
Valentine's smoke.
Right. I will bundle up some more custom Scuba Radio cigars for you.
I love it. I love that idea. And we appreciate your enthusiasm there, Casey, from
Easter
the Tobacco
smoke.
Hut. The new and improved Tobacco Hut, which when does this move take place, by the way?
Well, fingers crossed, I'll be moving up there the end of this month and be in it next month.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us informed accordingly.
So we'll probably have to do a mermaid rum / cigar store road trip again.
I think that would be appropriate for a...
Would that be a grand opening?
I think it would be.
Sure, I'll have you guys up for the grand opening.
Well,
you could do a remote.
We could.
Cigar store.
Okay, are we talking about the grand opening of the Tobacco Hut? Or
no.
I didn't think so. Of a mermaid.
I'm sorry, I had something. Never
mind. I'm confused. All right. Well,
hey,
we'll figure it out.
By the way, could we all come up with nicknames for CJ? I think it'd be a good group event.
Well, feel free to share.
Really meeting of the minds.
I don't know, Curly Johnson. I mean, you know, he was born with it.
That's
so
not. That's not.
Why?
That's not what CJ stands
why,
for.
Why? You know, upset his parents that named him accordingly.
That's not what.
That
no.
just you know. He kind of grew into the name too. That's what's interesting. Anyway,
not
moving on.
True.
Come on, Mr. Smooth. Mr. Smooth can be your nickname, but you can't change Curly Johnson or CJ.
I might just have to leave the show. This is ridiculous.
No.
How about come on, Johnny?
All right, we're moving on to the caveman. Pete from Scuba Board. Pete, come in. Save me from this nonsense. Can you? Because you've been traveling the world.
Just sitting here.
Biding
my time.
Listening to this nonsense. As well as everyone else, and you know, it's been a while. This is your first appearance of 2018. Welcome. you know? I mean, I know we're having a little bit of an issue with your internet connection today, but at least we got you, I guess.
It's been a busy diving year. Caves, going to Bonaire, getting ready to go to Cozumel.
Yeah. The big move.
It's been a fun year so far.
Yeah. I mean, and you got a lot of stuff going on in your neck of the woods there in cave country, so you're kind of getting acclimated to the new digs. Still settling in.
Next week we're having an NSS CDS conference up at Heart Springs.
Yeah.
And that's free to everybody.
And then last week we tried to connect with you, but you were up at Jenny doing some tech thing or something. What was that all about?
Yeah, I was teaching a buoyancy clinic for people who are tech curious.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. So did you have a few takers, I guess, and they kind of come out of their open water gear and consider going tech or what?
Exactly. That's exactly what we did.
Mm-hmm.
These people wanted to see how close they were to being good enough to go tech.
Yeah. And I don't know, making that jump is not that hard, is it? It's just a commitment. That's what I would think.
Cavern is the best way to make that jump, because you're going to work on your buoyancy, your trim, your situational awareness, but you can do it in open water gear.
Okay.
So you get a taste of what the caves are like and what technical diving is like, and you come away with some great skills, great insight as to whether this is the path for you or not, without spending a lot of extra money.
I gotcha. So your intro to tech is more of mastering buoyancy. That's kind of your introduction. That's kind of
my portion was that.
Yeah. Oh, your portion. Okay. You just focused on that one thing.
This is the weekend where they had rebreathers out there. They had DiveRight was out with all its tech gear.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Light Tube is out there. Deep Six was out there with their tech gear. It was a lot of tech gear out there for people to go out and try and see if they liked the gear. And then there were classes like on how to side mount, how to get your buoyancy and trim correct.
Yeah.
Things like that. Just help the divers sort of see if this is what they want to pursue.
Right. Well, I would imagine most of them try it and they like it. Am I right? Do you get many that try it and go, that's not for me. That's not really what it's all about. It's just really...
I had one person...
Yeah.
Only one person who said it wasn't for them. Everybody else is like, yeah, I'm going to continue on this. This is fun.
And why was that? What was their...
I love it.
What was their reason? What was the reason for them saying, this ain't for me? What didn't they like about it? You figure.
They felt that the ballroom at Jenny was a little too confining for them.
Ah, I see. So they just didn't like the environment. It wasn't necessarily...
If the ballroom is too confining for you... Yeah, you don't belong in a cave if that's too confining. This is a place where you could probably drive a truck through.
Mm-hmm.
If there was there.
Right. Yeah, and that's not for everybody. I mean, I understand that, but that doesn't mean... Just because you don't like cave diving doesn't mean you couldn't still go tech and do some other stuff, but I guess you'd still have that same claustrophobic issue if you're out on a wreck or something like that, and I guess you're going to deal with some of those same issues maybe a little. Maybe, you think?
You know... Everything you learn in a tech class can be applied to open water diving.
Right.
However, not everything you learned in open water diving can be used in a technical situation.
Well, true.
So you come away a better diver every time you take a tech class, because it's pushing your skills, it's pushing you, your awareness, it's pushing you as a diver, as a thinker.
Yeah. I've always felt that... any of that kind of stuff, no matter what you're doing when you're considering to improve your skills, it's always good. But it's always, you have to be committed to the process. You know, it's not something you go into lightly.
I agree.
Whether it's tech diving and the caves or rebreathers or whatever, all this stuff is very easy. Look, I've done it. And I mean, I know many people consider me a genius, and myself included. However, the reality is,
Greg, the genius.
If I can do it, anyone can do it. What? Excuse me.
It's getting deep in here.
I don't know what.
How is your mom doing?
Yeah. Okay. Just stop. I know who I am, and everyone else listening knows as well. But the fact of the matter, if I can do it, you can do it too. And that's really the whole whole point. And the thing is, for me, it's really just what you're willing to commit to. If you're willing to take on the extra risk, that's fine. That's your decision. But know that you should make sure you get trained properly before taking that plunge, and don't take it lightly. I mean, because that's where people get into trouble.
I agree.
And, you know, they don't take the responsibility for themselves when they take on these extra, you know, task loads and things like that when it comes to whether it's cave diving or whatever the skill may be. But it's very doable with the proper instruction, and that's what it's all about. Getting there and having fun and coming back to tell everyone else about it. All right. Okay, more coming up. We got some issues about lobsters and how you're supposed to cook them and eat them. Which one's more important? We'll find out next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, look here. Every once in a while, okay, there's a technological breakthrough. All right? It's what we call in the business a game changer. They got these things today, I'm telling you. You can go deep sea diving with one. Okay. First, there was the clapper. You got the slap chop. George Foreman grill. Then you got this little baby right here. Okay. It tells you all the stuff about the oxygen content in your tank. If I'd have had this thing back in high school, the depth, okay, that you can go. You talking about do some math.
That watch does it?
No, this thing here only costs $25. It's a calculator.
He's a high-tech diver, an underwater man mystery. Genuine survivor with all the latest dive technology.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and CJ's in the studio with me. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy and Barry the Boater connected via the web. We lost Pete, finally. What happened, boys? Did he go hide in a cave?
Or, the string broke on his telephone connection.
Ah, well, it can happen in cave country. So who knows if we'll talk to him some more before the end of the show. We got Big Wave Dave coming up, however, from Chicago. Big adventure show going on out there this weekend. And it's like, I don't know, 30 below and 2 feet of snow. It's insanity. from what I've seen on the news. So we'll check in with him, see how it's going, because he's nice and warm with the Go Dive Now pool, turning people on to diving while they're snowed in, I guess. So it ought to be interesting to see how that pans out. But, all right, look, I get this other story that I want to throw out to you guys. And we've kind of dabbled in this before on the show because we love lobster. Raise your fin if you like to go lobster hunting. I see Jerry the Diver guys. I see Barry the Boater. CJ, I said you're fin.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Yeah. But we love doing this. You know, Florida spiny lobster season is in full effect right now, I believe, right, Barry? Let me think. Let's see.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's
we got
till March 31st.
That's right. So we're actually looking at the possibility of doing some lobster diving as early as next week. I'm still a little concerned about the water temp because I did talk to Captain Slate last week, and he told me that the water temp was still hovering in the low 70s. Down there in the Florida Keys. And if that is the case, that's a little below the threshold for a warm water Florida diving wuss like myself.
Well, Greg, you know, we may have to push this out to the first of the month, too.
Well, maybe. I don't know. We will we'll see how things pan out. But the lobsters are calling my name. They're taunting me. And but I get this story.
The 31st of March.
Well, that's true. But I have this situation where I get this story that comes across my desk this week about how lobsters feel pain. Now, we've been covering this on the show before. We've had these stories where, you know, there's some people putting out information or there's studies, they're saying fish feel pain and all this. And you know, when it first started happening a couple of years ago, I'll tell you what, I honestly didn't really buy it. I mean, I fish are fish and they don't think the way we do. They don't have the same kind of nervous systems that we do as humans, and all too often everybody kind of projects human emotions on these critters, and I really don't want to get into that, but I'm not so sure I disagree that fish feel something, but I don't know if they feel pain in the traditional sense that we do as you know, maybe like the PETA folks would like us want to, you know, like us to think all animals do for that reason, for that matter.
Well, the groupers, the groupers feel hunger.
True. This is true.
Yeah, just ask Charlie.
That's right. But I don't know. And I'm not really taking a side one way or another, but I mean, you're going to have to convince me more and more. But there are some more studies coming out and more, you know, people are putting it out there that fish feel pain. And now this week I see one that actually goes as far as lobsters feel pain.
Well, I'll tell you what, I will stop eating them when they stop being delicious.
Well, they're not necessarily saying you have to stop eating them, but I think I saw something, and I don't know if this is true, but it was in like Switzerland where they're not allowed to boil lobster alive anymore because the lobsters feel pain, so they have to kill them first, and then you can boil them, because that's cruel and unusual punishment for a lobster. I want to say Switzerland,
you know,
I think.
Lobsters eat each other.
Yeah.
Fish eat each other. They don't have discussions about is it a right or wrong thing to do. They just
right.
do it.
They just eat them. Right. So
we have to survive, Greg.
Well,
put our own survival.
But
at
do you
risk.
Feel guilty cleaning a lobster and like whacking it first and killing it
a little bit for a split second? But then I'm like, well, I'm hungry.
Okay. Well,
Walt is firing up the grill and he's getting the butter and everything else ready.
Well, yeah. that's the whole point with Florida lobster in particular.
That
you
helps
want them fresh for sure.
My tears help salt the butter.
Ah, good point. So, but I don't know. I guess I've felt a little bit guilty sometimes cleaning the lobster. I don't even know how you would do that. I mean, I guess you just, you know, poke them in the head and with a spike or something to, you know, kill them first before you cleaned them.
Like
and
No Country
tear their
for
tail
Old
off.
Men, the bolt.
What's that?
Yeah, like
yeah.
First of all, the brain is really small and you got to find it
yeah.
inside that hard shell.
Right. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It just kind of strange that this is becoming a thing to me.
great. Now, you know, next time I'm...
you're going to think about
next
this.
Next time I'm...
cleaning lobster?
Cleaning a lobster. I'm just going to be openly sobbing. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
And then it'll be...
Oh my God.
Twist the tail off. And the
what
guts will go...
What have I done? What have I done?
That's so
say hello to my little friend.
And the next thing will be is that you can't use their antennas to clean them.
Yes.
Because it'll be insulting to the tail.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You know, all the, you know, I don't want to say the environmental people. It's more of like, you know, a PETA animal rights kind of thing to come from. And I'm not actually opposed to a lot of the way they think in that regard. But in this case, I'm kind of like, yeah, where does it end? Where do you stop? I mean, I just don't know that that makes a big difference. You know, for the lobster, next thing you're going to know, they're going to say we can't eat them, period. To me, that's kind of where I think we're going next with this. I mean, because, you know, if it's cruel to boil them alive, I would guess it's crueler to eat them.
Do wasps feel pain?
I don't know. Why?
Because sometimes I'll have to kill one.
You have to kill a wasp?
Yeah.
Have you ever stepped on an ant?
Not on purpose.
He's tearing up right now as we speak. Don't cry.
I'm sorry.
Don't cry. Don't cry, Curly.
Promised myself I wouldn't.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio with me. We are on Facebook Live, also Jerry the Diver Guy and Barry the Boater rounding out the crew today. All right, so when it comes to lobster, I guess you got to make your own call.
I have a solution.
Yeah, Barry the Boater, who is a fine lobster, Florida lobster cleaner. I've seen him in action. He's very good. Definitely cleaning the lobster poop.
You know what the lobsters call him?
What do they call him?
They call him Barry the Butcher.
Ooh-hoo! That would explain the video.
And I still have 10 fingers.
Yeah, you know, that would explain the video up at scubaradio.com where he cleaned a few too many lobster and they came back after him.
That's right. The Revenge of the Lobster.
Yeah, you'll have to go look at that yourself if you haven't seen that video. But what's your solution, Barry?
The solution is hire someone to do the catching and cooking for you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this was for CJ because I know, you know, he feels really bad.
Yeah,
so
he's very emotional.
How about if you had $150 million?
Okay.
There is a the Fisher family. You know them, right?
Mel Fisher's.
Mel Fisher's family, yep.
Yeah, down in the Keys.
They
yeah.
may have found the largest discovery of sunken treasure in 30 years somewhere off the Florida coast. Yep.
I didn't see this story. So they've hit the mother lode again? Because they've already done it once.
It's been on the news. I think they're pretty close.
They you know, they've had this in their sights for some time. Sean Fisher, who I've come to know over the last few years. I haven't talked to him in a while. But they've had their sights on the mother lode down there for some time and knew there was another big wreck or stash of stuff they were expecting to find, whether it was connected to the Atosha or not. But I haven't seen the story, but you're saying there's been some new reports that they've found something big down there.
Oh, yeah,
there
it's a Spanish merchant ship. It's called, and I'll ruin the name. Yeah. How about if I spell it for you?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break, and then you can... you can ask Siri or Alexa or whoever the heck you talk to.
I'll ask my wife.
Okay. That'll work, too. All right.
Yep.
And we'll get to the bottom of that next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, this is Guy Harvey. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Guy Harvey, he'll be out at the Miami Boat Show, more likely than not, next week. A lot of times he is down there at that event for sure. And he is quite a guy. He does some great marine life art, very detailed and that kind of thing. And he's usually at the boat shows doing his thing. He's definitely at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. I'm not sure. He may not be at the Miami Boat Show, but that kicks off Thursday and goes through Monday down there in the Seaquarium area, or the new stadium area. They moved the location of the Miami Boat Show a couple years ago, but it's a pretty neat facility.
It's the Miami Marine Stadium.
Yes, we'll call it that then. Barry knows. He asked Buddy.
Yeah. No. I have my human Siri here. She's going to give you the name of the ship here because I can't pronounce this.
Okay.
Ready?
So, all right. Go ahead. Let's see.
Se llama Constellation.
What?
Constellation.
Okay. Well, thank you. That doesn't sound like Siri. That sounds like some kind of Mexican immigrant of Siri or something. What is that? Was that really Siri?
No, that was not Siri. That was my wife. She speaks Spanish.
Oh, okay. That was very good.
It was a Spanish merchant ship, so she knows how to pronounce it.
All right.
I can't.
Well, is it...
Say it again.
The Mel Fisher family found this new wreck, or found this second wreck. It's not part of the Atocha thing, or is it totally separate?
Well, it's one of the Spanish merchant ships, so it's somewhere off the coast of Key West. Obviously, they haven't told anyone where it is.
Right.
And Kim Fisher says that the value is somewhere around $150 million.
Sweet.
Most of it will be returned to Spain. I always thought there was finders keepers, but the hunters that find it get a cut, and so does the U.S. of A.
Yeah, they changed the rules many years ago to make it where the home country gets the majority of that stuff, I think, or something.
They didn't mention Scuba Radio Greg Holt getting a cut.
Yeah, well, I didn't know about it. I'll have to call him.
Well, now you know.
Now I know. If I go down there and get a piece of that action. I mean, you know, for years they offered a program, and I participated in it, where you go down and dive with them for a few days, and you get to keep a portion of what you find with them. And they're blowing these big holes in the bottom of the ocean. And then you with these two big downdraft motor, you know, it just kind of blows the thrust from a boat engine straight down into the water, and kind of creates these holes, giant holes like craters, down to the bedrock. It just blows all the sand away, and then the gold, silver, all kinds of cool stuff would have eventually sank to the bottom and be laying on the bedrock, and you'd go down there and see what you could find. They'd take metal detectors and all kinds of stuff.
Well, we could take a couple of groupers and do the same thing.
Why? How are groupers going to help you? What do you mean?
Well, didn't you say that they can, like, they either suck in stuff really quickly, just, you know, grab them by the tail, hold them down near the sand, and have them start clearing out the sand?
All right, Barry the boater's been drinking or smoking or something. I don't know what the heck.
Who's drunk?
Yep. But,
he's at the wacky tobacco hut.
Yeah, I was going to go there, too. I was thinking it could be. But, yeah, I think that would be cruel and unusual punishment of a grouper. That's not how you use them. That's not how you treasure hunt. But, you know, I assume they still do that down there with the Mel Fisher people. They have these dive programs where you can go do that for a few days. And now that they found this this big portion of stuff, it'd be interesting to find out if they're still doing it or they've kind of shut it off for the time being.
Maybe he can invite the Scuba Radio gang.
Yes. Well, they have before. And like I said, I did that. It was probably, I want to say 5 years ago, I went down and did that for a day.
You did that?
I did this, yes. It was fun. It was quite an adventure, for sure. Actually,
Jerry
it might have been
boater,
longer than that.
Jerry.
I want to say 6-7 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't go.
Keep
hinting, Barry. Keep hinting. We need to go do this.
I know.
Yeah, so it's on. Everybody would like to go do this, is what you're saying. But now that they found the mother load, I don't know if they need to do it anymore.
There's always more.
Well, you know, I'd be happy with the dollar load or, you know, the smaller one. I don't care.
Did he say daughter load?
Yeah. Dollar load.
Oh,
you know,
dollar
the mother load, the daughter load, the father
daughter load. Okay.
Just give me the little and I don't care.
It just sounds wrong. You know,
enough for a couple of pizzas and beer, and I'm happy.
Yeah. Okay. But you want to find treasure, is what you're saying, I think.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting out of this.
We want to be pirates.
I even had the hat.
You have the hat already, the pirate hat.
I had the hat.
Okay.
I had the saber. From John Silver's.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, though, it's
Blackberry.
Yeah, I will
you
tell
you. You could be Blackberry.
The day of diving I did with the Mel Fisher group was interesting to see, but it's very, very tedious.
I'm an accountant, dude.
Well, true. So
my life is tedious.
Okay. So doing anything other than that is an improvement, is what you're saying, Barry?
But do you have to use an abacus? I had a friend that was diving on one of these, working with one of these salvage companies. I won't mention the name of it, but they were working in 20 to 40 foot of water.
Yeah.
And they were doing so many repetitive dives that he got bent off of it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's very long. It's very tedious. You know, 99% of the time you don't find squat.
I can retire.
He said they got back to the dock at 5 o'clock. And he got off the boat, went straight to the bar, sat down, ordered a beer, and fell backwards.
Yeah, because he got bent from diving all day?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sounds awesome. Not.
You want to go swim with great white sharks. And yeah, you don't want to hunt for treasure.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the idea. I mean, I just did one day of their entire program. And that's what they do. They go do a special thing where you can come dive with them for a week, and that'd be fun, sure. But, I mean, to do it day in and day out, I would think it would get pretty old.
With your new and improved monkey heart, you should be able to dive for days on end.
Okay. Well, that may be. It may be. But I don't know how we got... we went from eating lobster and whether or not it was a good thing to do when they're alive to cook them to treasure hunting.
You're saying, is it moral?
We're a rounded radio show.
I was talking about how to help CJ with his moral dilemma of does he hunt them and cook them himself, or can he pay someone else to do it?
Oh, I'll do it. I'll do it.
You'll hunt them and eat them?
Yeah.
Okay, but will you...
And cook them.
Do you have any problem... boiling them live?
I haven't boiled them. I only grill them.
Well,
I grill the tails.
Well, you have to clean them first. Now we're talking about spotting
lobster. You got to rip the tail off. They can feel that, can't they?
I've done that.
Yeah, I mean, but what are you going to do? Are you going to kill them before you?
It's emotionally crippling, but I do it.
Yeah,
the meat is that good.
The meat is pretty tasty.
No pain, no gain.
Now, of course, you know, Maine lobster. You just throw them whole into a boiling hot, pot of water. And that's the thing that the animal rights people are getting freaked out about, especially overseas.
A hot tub.
Okay.
A very, very hot tub.
You can resolve it in your brain that way. I'm telling you, this is coming.
Jacuzzi.
This is coming to us.
Who wants a dip in the jacuzzi?
Right now, it's like Switzerland and the UK, and there's some people out there are making a stink about this. But I'm telling you, it's coming to the U.S.,
Give it time. It'll be here.
Yeah. And then what is your stand going to be? Is it going to be you should kill the lobster first before you put it in a pot? Or do you do something to the lobster before you twist his tail off like a Florida spiny lobster?
I might give him a mercy kill before I dump him in the water.
But as Barry pointed out, how do you do that? I don't even know how you kill a lobster.
You introduce him to your little friend.
If it keeps going this way, everything we eat is going to be made out of tofu.
Okay. Well,
tofu.
I actually like tofu. I don't mind eating it.
Yeah.
Well, you're old Greg. You like Bailey's from a shoe.
That's true. Yeah, my standards are pretty low, but that's a diving thing.
I don't like it because it has lower.
The word toe in it.
What's that?
I don't like because it has the word toe in it.
I don't think there's any
toe jam
in tofu.
Yeah, it sounds like a Japanese. Toe.
No, it's a bean-based meal. Kind of gooey mess.
Kung fu.
It's tofu. A nasty mess.
Well, it depends on how it's flavored. You know, you can make tofu taste like anything. And that's what they would rather you eat. Like, when you get tofu tasting like lobster and then problem solved. And, you know, you can move on and the lobster can move on.
But do the beans feel pain when you pick them off of the vine?
Exactly.
Oh, you got me there. I don't know.
Look what the beans do to you afterwards. I mean, my God.
They clean you out. They
do get their revenge.
They make you go. Hey, he said three from the killer whale.
Yeah, he did.
Oh. Anyway, I don't know. As a diver, you don't have any kind of guilt in that regard, since we like seeing these critters.
Not really.
Underwater. Heck no.
All right. Well, tasty. I guess we resolved that issue, and everybody can.
You're welcome, America.
More coming up. Take a look.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
For all my pals who live in the oceans and the seas, with prawns like these, well, who needs anemones?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Boater. We've been trying to get Big Wave Dave on the line, but I think he might be frozen solid in Chicago at the Chicago Adventure Travel Adventure Dive Show today.
That would make it tough to be on the air.
It would. So I don't know what's going on. I keep calling, but he keeps ignoring me. So we'll have to.
He's not in a cave, too, is he?
He might be in a cave, you know, with Pete. Up in Cape. No, he's in Chicago. He's more, if anything's in an igloo, because they got like 2 feet of snow. It's like, you know, the temperature doesn't exist in Chicago.
Maybe
this
he's
weekend.
In an ice cave like Star Wars.
He might be cryogenically preserved right now in ice. Yeah.
So we'll crack him open in the future.
Yeah.
Long after we're dead.
Yeah, he just jumps in the Go Dive Now pool and it freezes over. And that kind of carries them through, you know, to the next show, I think.
Don't they do that with frogs?
They freeze frogs now? Is that what they're doing?
I think you can freeze a frog and it'll come back.
Okay, that's good to know, Barry the Boater.
The koi fish will do that.
Yeah, well, I have heard that, yes. Well, that is a...
Koi fish, I think goldfish, all that. little fish family right there.
Right.
And if you use Jerry's patented antifreeze, you won't freeze either.
Is it patented?
It'll keep you warm. I will say that.
Pending.
There's a flavoring to it. Apple pie, I believe, is one. Yeah. Right? It has kind of like...
There's several patented on it.
Yeah. It's season right now, isn't it? Or is it?
Actually, no.
No. It's not. That's right. There's no leaves on the trees. You got to hide.
Usually, it's late summer, early fall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we've been talking about the lobster. We've been talking about the grouper. We've been talking about the treasure. The other thing that is on the horizon for us here on the big show, CJ and me in particular are looking at doing a potential dive trip. Not this coming week, but the week after. And we're either, a couple of variations. Could end up over in the Bahamas, but there's a good chance we're going to end up down in South Florida. So if we came down to South Florida, Barry the Boater.
Uh-oh.
You're going to leave town?
We get that a lot. We get that a lot.
I better put the battery on charge.
Yes. We may have to go down and look for some of those lobster. And then we'll decide whether or not, once we catch any, whether or not we need to kill them. Someone on Facebook Live said, look, you want to kill your lobster before you detail them or throw them in a pot or whatever, just take a knife right between the eyes. That's what they said to do, to kind of humanely take them out before you...
just your girly boys. I'll
clean them. And how do you clean a Florida spiny lobster? You twist the tail off. Maybe take a knife up around the carapace, the body of the lobster, up around the top to get all the body meat out of there, too, and it'll kind of pull right out. And then you clip off his antenna, one of the antenna, the smaller antenna, and take that and then stick it up his backside to kind of clean out the, what's the right term for that,
the
Baron?
The correct term is the wazoo.
The poop chute.
Yes.
Yep.
Because you don't want any of that in your lobster tail meat.
Well, lobsters were meant to be caught and eaten because they come with their own cleaning tools.
Ah, true. Take that from Barry the Boater. I believe Barry the Boater is a card-carrying member of PETA. The professional...
I don't think so.
What is it? What does it stand for? What does it stand for, Jerry?
People's Ethics of, I don't know.
Of eating something, yeah.
People tasty eating animals. Wait, people tasty, eating yeah, tasty fine. Animals,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he has the shirt and everything. So, anyway, I mean, we may have to put our theory to the test and see if indeed that makes you feel less guilty about eating him. Because now that you know that there's a chance that they feel a little pain, and I would say little pain, if they feel pain, they feel pain, I guess. But do you feel guilty about eating them?
But what about the humiliation?
Of knowing how they're cleaned by their own antenna?
Yeah.
That's kind of rough. But once again, you're projecting...
That's more of an emotional scar.
Well, you're projecting your own feelings onto a crustacean, and that's where I think you make the mistake.
So,
sure, when you put it on yourself, like, hey, would I want to have my... Someone cut off my ear and stick it up my backside?
Negative.
Correct.
Hey, Charlie. Correct. Do you know what they do? They take your antenna off and they run it up your poop chute.
Okay.
That's what they do.
Yeah, I think everybody would agree that is not something they would wish on their worst enemy. However, they are not people. They are crustaceans. They don't have the same nervous system, way of thinking as we do or nothing like that. Now, do they feel pain? I don't. You know, that's what I'm not so sure I buy into this whole thing.
Are you saying they like it?
No, I'm saying they don't.
I love you a long time.
They're a different critter. They're aliens. They don't think the way we do. But it's easy to put our own feelings onto these animals and then think that, oh, yeah, well, you wouldn't want that done to you, so surely they wouldn't want that done to them. And that's where I think we get kind of mixed up into
they're
the whole
cannibals.
Thing.
They eat each other.
Well,
put them in a cage,
good
see what happens.
Point. They do. That's right. They use actually baby lobster to attract bigger lobster into commercial lobster traps.
Right. They call them attractants.
Yes, as opposed to bait.
They also call them yummy.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, you can take these little nuggets and do with them what you will.
Decide for yourself.
Yeah.
And on that note, we will end it for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Downwards wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love you down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.